How are you today? Welcome to our God's Word for Today devotional. And our devotional today is on Psalm 121, verses 1 to 8. And this is a very beautiful psalm, one of the psalms called a Song of Ascent. And we have started the first Song of Ascent yesterday. This is the second song or second psalm, Psalm 121. Let me read the first or the 8 verses here. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Psalm 121, verses 1 to 8. One of the comforting truths about our relationship with the Lord is that He is our keeper. The Lord is your keeper. He is the one who keeps us from any harm. The pilgrim, as he journeys through the hill country, he looks up and what he saw is the hill. And that he can draw strength from the God who made the hills. When he said in verse 1, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. And he asked this question, from where does my help come? He answered in verse 2, my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Wow. The hills that he saw are just representations of the creative power of God. It means that God is the God who creates the universe. We call that transcendence of God. It means that God transcends His creation. If we see the mountains, the hills, the valleys, the seas, even the skies, the maker of this must be bigger than all these created things. There is a design because there is a world that operates in a system and order. We believe that there is a God who is the source of our strength. He is the creator of the heaven and earth. We remember what the psalmist Moses, when he wrote Psalm 90 verse 1, that God is our dwelling place. The Lord is our dwelling place. Even He is everlasting from generation to generation, we can trust God. Even from everlasting to everlasting, He is God. He's the creator of the universe. We could just re-echo the truth of who God is to our lives. He could be very tired and weary in this journey so that He sleeps by the roadside at night. It's just a common sight that pilgrims, they are weary and tired, so they just sleep at the side of the road, but God, who never sleeps, watches over him. There is peace to know that God is watching over him. Look at verse 3 and 4. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. What an assurance that our God is watching over us 24/7. He does not slumber. He does not feel tired, so that we can be assured that He is going to keep us. Nothing will harm us or nothing could touch us without His permission. He continued in verse 5 and 6 that He protects us from dangers by day and night. So the pilgrim is assured that nothing will happen to him without God's approval. Verse 5 and 6 says, the Lord is your keeper, the Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. In other words, the Lord will not permit that His children will experience harm. Now, the imagery here about the sun should not strike you by day, it means that even the heat of the sun cannot harm this weary traveler. nor the moon by night, means that, as a figure of speech, that they are not as exposed, they are exposed to these elements, but even though how exposed they are, if God will not allow it to happen, it won't happen. Yes, today we are reminded to be careful because of the weather condition, the temperature. We are really some kind of we are now having a hot summer season, and there are areas in the world, even in our country, in the Philippines, that heat wave might affect people, and it might harm their health. And some of them are experiencing some difficulties because of this weather condition or this hot weather. And some even had succumbed to death. But God said here, the sun or the moon will not be able to strike you, and even can reflect their lights unto you if God will not allow it. Surely, the psalmist expressed that they will be back home again safely. For God will keep him in this journey to Jerusalem and bring them back safely home. Look at verse 7 and 8. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep you going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Now, it does not mean that we could claim that there would be no problems that will happen in our lives. For we know that even Christian, godly Christians and workers of God, like missionaries, they have experienced hardships, like they are robbed, they are victims of some calamities like typhoons and fires and whatever problems in nature. But the idea here is this, that whatever will happen, it's the Lord who takes care of his children. That the psalmist does express that God takes care for his people, even when we don't understand. What happened to Job? When Job experienced hardships, God allowed it. We will never doubt that God was wrong. God is always right. God is always sovereign. God is always just. So that Job has to say that the Lord gives, the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Though he will slay me, yet I will trust in him. And he did not understand what was going on in his life. But at the end of the day, he realized that he just come full circle. The Lord was faithful. The Lord was loving. So the psalmist just has this assurance that the Lord will keep him from all evil. When we reflect this to what Paul said in Romans chapter 8, when he said that everything works together for good to them that love God. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Even death, even everything or creatures, whatever you can name in this world, nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. It does mean that God knows what he's doing. He will preserve each one of us. Yes, it's not you who is preserving your life. It's God who promised, and God is faithful. God is trustworthy. Let us pray. Father, thank you for your word this morning. Thank you for we can be encouraged and be comforted, Lord, because there are times that we feel that we are in great danger. We don't know what will happen tomorrow, but thank you that you are our keeper. Thank you that you can lift up our eyes to the hills and even beyond the hills, for you are our God who is the creator of these hills. You are our trustworthy God. Lord, we pray that these words will comfort us and strengthen us, Lord, that we'll be able to hurdle and stay, remain peaceful, even though there are challenges today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.